This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on me. Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Yeah, we're iHeartRadio for radio. All right, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters.
Absolutely, and like, no, we ain't throwing out McDonald's commercials this time. Of course, that's Big BBB, Big Shot.
What's
going on? And the one and the only Mr. 315 back from Syracuse.
The 315 was the Dilly, yo.
Well, he said it snowed more here than it did there.
It did. I can't believe it.
A week ago, it's snowmageddon. This week, it's 70 degrees and
it's nice,
beautiful,
man.
Out there, man. What's going on?
This segment today, we're going to talk about NBA, college football, and college basketball. We're going to wrap up the season for college football, put a bow on it until, you know, we decide to bring it back out maybe for
Well, spring ball is around the corner.
Spring ball.
We'll talk a little about spring ball.
Yeah.
Preseason, next early season returns from Vegas. Of course, Alabama, the heavy favorite to win it next year, 3-1 odds, followed by Florida State.
FSU. Yeah,
we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the top five. I'm going to have y'all give a top five for next season. But first, let's get into some NBA basketball because the time of year it's kicked off. You know, now I've started playing my NBA 2K, so I can really get into it. Where Hibbert still is bad.
Even on 2K, he's garbage, right?
No, he had 3 points, four rebounds the other night against the Bucks.
My rims, my rims keep shining.
Let's go, Roy.
But I want you guys to look at the standings. Tell me your top five and bottom five teams right now in NBA.
That's easy. We got to go Golden State 1. San Antonio is... I'll say 3 because Cleveland is 2. Cleveland had a little tough stretch. They had to play in Utah.
They've lost two back-to-back games.
They had to fly into Portland after being delayed because of the weather in Utah. And they're trying to incorporate Kyle Korver. They need a little extra help.
And he's not shooting well right now.
I mean, Cleveland, we know what Cleveland's going to be when it counts the most. We're not worried about that. San Antonio, 3. I love what Houston is doing right now. James Harden. The beard, got that Dwight Howard baggage off of him, is playing at an unbelievable level, man.
He's my MVP. He's my MVP.
Love the way that kid is playing ball right now. And I like Toronto in the 5th spot.
All right. Who you got?
Top 5 is going to be Golden State, San Antonio, Cleveland, Toronto. I'm going to go with the team I got in the Western Conference Final, the Clippers. I'm going to go with the Clippers.
I'm going to go – I'll go Golden State for right now, but, man, the Memphis Grizzlies have their number.
Yes, they
do. I mean, beating them twice already this year, two of their
and
six losses.
They came
Memphis.
Back from, what, 26 down the other night?
Yeah.
Won't beat them in 7 games, though.
Who? Memphis?
Memphis.
I could see them beating them in 7 games.
They
Here's
stay
why.
Healthy, beat them.
No,
up
no, I'm being serious. If they could stay healthy, I could see them win that series in 6 or 7. If because with Zach Randolph and Mark Gasol,
who's on guarding him down low.
Well,
and this year, Grizzlies have better three-point shooting than years before. It didn't get Chandler Parsons going.
Chandler Parsons is going to have to give them something.
Right.
So,
I can see in seven-game series.
I want to see Warriors, Cavs, and another seven-game classic.
That's what I want to see.
Let's go. No, we all know that's what we're going to see. But yeah, you said no way. I mean, I'm just saying. I think they could win that game.
French rap.
French rap. No.
I didn't know the French had MCs. The French
know.
Have MCs?
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
I'm about to Google it. I'm about to YouTube it.
We'll YouTube some French rap. In case anybody on Stitcher and Spreaker or iTunes, we're talking people on Periscope.
Who?
My other top five is, listen, PNL.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Golden State. Then I'm going to go Cleveland. And then after Cleveland, I'll go San Antonio for now. I'll go Houston 4, and then I'll go Clippers 5. I'm not putting another team from the East in the top 5. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Toronto, no.
I love Toronto, man.
I'll go with Clippers over Toronto.
I love their size. Valanciunas is still a big. He had 18 and 23 against Boston the other night. I mean, you can't ignore Toronto. Stop sleeping on Toronto.
Yeah, you can.
And I like their Huskies jerseys. I don't know where the Huskies are coming from, if they're going to become the Toronto Huskies. I don't know what's up with that. But I'm kind of feeling it.
They should.
That definitely
makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a raptor up there lately?
No. I haven't seen a raptor anywhere except the museum, I believe.
Yeah.
But, no, I can sleep on Toronto because they ain't doing skadoosh.
And they're not. I like their team. They're not. They're too backcourt reliant.
No hablé español.
They still don't have that third guy to me.
Yeah,
they just don't. I just don't see that third person that's consistent enough to.
I mean, Carroll's been playing good, but Toronto, no, they ain't got a chance.
Not when it counts. No,
no. I just.
I mean, we all know to get by Cleveland, you're going to need number 23.
We all know there's three real teams. This year, right now, last 2-3 years, that have a legitimate shot of winning the whole thing.
Warriors, Spurs, Cavs.
Right. Now, there might be a fourth this year. Houston.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see defense. We'll have to see, though.
I've seen this Mike D'Antoni scenario play out before.
Phoenix got to the Western Conference Finals, but they never won the West.
Phoenix had a little more offensive talent. Right. And what Houston has right now, man.
Right.
And James Harden, we know in big games, has those games where he has 10, 13, 15 turnovers. My goodness,
but
can't have that.
Right now, there's three. But one that's sneaking in might be Houston. I mean, I think they have a legitimate shot.
I mean,
and the Clippers, when they get Blake back, will be one of those other teams.
What if Toronto added, like, a Rudy Gay to the mix to go with Lowry and DeRozan and Valanciunas, and can keep Damari Carroll and move Terrence Ross on, but you still have Corey Joseph come off the bench. You still have what you have coming off the bench, but you add a competent scorer like a Rudy Gay.
Still not enough for a Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah, Rudy Gay is another guy. He showed big games. Does he show up? You know, they need somebody that will show up. Because we know Lowry probably won't show up.
Mm-hmm.
We know DeRozan should, but we don't know. Carroll, too inconsistent still. They really need another guy that can buckets.
They do. They're too backcourt reliant, I'm telling you.
Man.
I know New York ain't gonna get rid of Carmelo, but you know somebody like that.
I mean,
what they need.
If Melo really wants to do
go
something,
up there
he
with Drake,
he'd
be
Drake.
Right.
He needs to exercise that trade clause immediately.
You know, somebody like that though, they need somebody that can fill up the buckets when they need to.
I mean, they got two pretty good one-on-one players, especially with DeRozan. Like their whole offense seems like get late in the clock, get DeRozan the ball. DeRozan gonna get a shot up.
You know, if the Raptors were at D-Wade, I think that would have put them over the top. That could possibly be the Cavs in the
extra.
East. But, you know, what about bottom three teams?
That's pretty easy. The Dallases, the Brooklyns, the Miamis, the Phoenixes, the Minnesotas of the world, the Denvers. The Pelicans are playing better because of the return of Jrue Holiday, but they are just one of the most under-talented teams in the league.
Like, that roster is, yeah.
It's pitiful. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. Like, it's mainly a D-League roster besides Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday. The rest of the team is a D-League roster.
Well, Buddy Hield. Yeah, D-League.
Buddy Hield is not ready for the big time, man. It takes a couple years for guards to transition from college to the pros.
Especially if you come out early.
You got to – and, I mean, he was a 3-4-year player. But you still got to get ready for the physicality, the speed.
Kind of undersized,
and the,
too.
And the amount of games that you play in the NBA. You play more than double the games you played in college. So,
but
it's a
if you like AAU games and different games you play, I mean, they play a lot of games, but yeah.
But AAU ball, it's all freestyle, just run, let's dunk, whatever. You play in the systems, you have to have defensive responsibilities, offensive plays, stuff like that. And then trying to beat the guy in front of you who's just as talented or maybe even more talented.
Who you got?
My bottom three or bottom five?
Bottom five.
Suns, Mavericks from 1 and 2. Let's see. Then I'm going to go with Brooklyn. The Sixers in Miami.
Are you putting Sixers up?
I mean, they're playing better.
They're playing better.
Believe in the process. Joel Embiid. Get that young man in the All-Star game.
I put the Sixers in there, but that 11 wins is kind of
– it's better than all they have. They had more wins than they had last year. Yep.
They had 9 or 10
already.
He should get coach of the year already.
But no, the drastic drop-off from where the Grizzlies are and the seventh spot, they got like – they're like 23-14 or 24-14. And then the Trailblazers and the A seed are 18-23. And then the rest of the West is atrocious.
It's 24-17 and then 18-23 because Portland won against the Cavs. And then Sacramento 16, New Orleans all the way down.
Like, that's a huge drop off.
Sacramento is a half game out of eighth right now.
From 7 to 8 is a huge, huge drop off.
Well, that's what the NBA has kind of done, though. I mean, you know, you remember a couple years ago it was the East.
Yeah,
that was like this. Now, what?
Like, every team that's in the 7 seed above in the West are really good. And they got pretty good
records. Don't forget, the East isn't much better. I mean, the 8 seed is the Wizards, and they're 19-19. I mean,
500.
You know, here's one thing about sports this year. Look at the NFL; it's pretty pathetic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, dude. I mean, half of the teams in the league are under 500. At 500, or if you're 500, you're losing. Okay, that doesn't mean you're winning. That's mean you're losing. So I consider that losing. I mean, but you compare that to the NBA. Same thing in the NBA. There's a lot of bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, did you say you said yours, right?
Yeah, I did.
Number one has the worst of the worst has to be the Nets, dude. I mean. It is pathetic. Can you name – I can't name another Net after Jeremy Lin. I can't. And he's not even playing.
Hollis Jefferson.
Oh, Kill Lopez Patrick, is still Brooke playing. Lopez? Okay, Lopez.
Thaddeus Young.
Bogdanovich. Thaddeus Young plays in Indiana.
Thaddeus
now.
Young's gone. Yeah.
Is it Thaddeus? Oh, okay. There
yeah,
you go.
That's what I'm saying. I can't name any. I'll go with them last, then I'll go with the Mavs. Man.
Yogi Ferrell.
Yogi Ferrell.
They do got Yogi. Indiana.
Yogi Ferrell. The Mavericks, the Suns, the Twins, the Timberwolves. I mean,
they are my biggest disappointment right now. Like, I thought they would be battling for at least an AFC.
They're just too young.
I think
they
trying
don't
to,
play defense.
Well, I think trying to fit his system. I think he's trying to alter something that he shouldn't change offensively.
Tibbs is the wrong coach for that team.
I think so, too. And I think he's got too much power because mm-hmm. he's also partially president.
Just the wrong coach for
I
that
mean,
team.
I mean, it's going to take a good year to institute right, to all see, his defensive principles.
But I think by the time that happens, it's going to be too late and one of these guys will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Or he'll be fired.
Right. I think they should have kept the offense the way it is because I think it worked well and just try to get the defense.
And they need to figure out who their number one option is really going to be. Right. Like, in late in the game, who is going to be the guy? Is it going to be Wiggins or is it going to be Towns? Y'all better make that. Someone's going to have to step up and claim that title.
And I don't know what the chemistry is like. I don't know what their chemistry is together, the two of them, because it doesn't seem like they have any.
At all.
And they've been playing, what, two years together now?
It's like they just go out and ball. That's it. That's it.
And then you bring the street baller LaVine into it. I mean, you know.
Then the kid,
Rubio, the non-shooting Rubio's factor.
Been doing decent lately, though.
He still can't shoot.
But he's been doing – the assists have been like 10, 15 a game.
And the other point guard, the rookie.
Oh, Chris Jenkins?
Chris Dunn.
Thank you. Chris Dunn.
He needs an adjustment period, too.
It's going to take him a while.
He needs an adjustment period.
Then I was – the last one, I would go ahead and put Miami. Miami.
We knew that was going to happen to Miami, though.
Yep.
I didn't see that question. It just popped on the screen. I'm so sorry.
If you want to do the question again on Periscope so we see that one. Those are top five, bottom five. Some EVA news. Mike Dunleavy will join the Hawks after the trade from the Cavs. There was a rumor he wasn't going to.
I was about to say, if Mike Dunleavy, Mr. Professional himself, don't show up after a trade, something isn't right.
He talked to the coach, and they worked out, so he's going to be playing.
Hopefully he gets some playing time.
I mean, he should.
He should.
Ain't getting none on Cleveland.
No. Hawks also informed teams they will not trade Paul Millsap.
They shouldn't. They're playing really well. Dwight Howard and Paul Millsap seem to have figured it out. Like, Dwight is comfortable not being the number one option on this team, finally not being having to have the ball.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Going around the league real fast, Toronto is a game and a half ahead of Boston. Do we see Boston catching Toronto for the Atlantic?
No, Boston will stay pretty much where they are, three.
All right. We're not going to talk about the Central. I mean, there's no sense to.
Why not?
Because Cleveland running away with it.
There are already eight games above Indiana. And do you see anybody
Detroit
catching them?
How many
games Cleveland wins the Central by?
15? It has to be like 15 is a little high. I would think 12. 12.
Yeah, 12 games.
12 is a good number.
All right. I'm going to say 15. I mean, it's not even February yet. They're up by eight. Southie, and they don't get better the second half of the season because they'll get in playoff mode. Southeast Division, the Hawks lead the Hornets by 2.5, the Wizards by 3. I'm not going to talk about Orlando, Miami. Does this change y'all?
I figured Atlanta was going to win this division when the season started.
You picked Charlotte.
I was saying the only way I thought Charlotte was going to make the playoffs is if they won the division. But I figured Charlotte would be battling for an eighth seed, and I figured Atlanta would win this division. I was hoping Charlotte would win the division. They started out strong. They just haven't kept it up.
Yeah, they've lost 3 in a row. They were 4-6 the last 10. They're good at home, but they're having trouble. They're 8-12 on the road. What happened to Big Three?
Batum's been hurt. MKG's trying to work his way back after a 2-year hiatus because of injuries. Zeller has been in and out of the lineup, and he's probably been our MVP, him and Kemba. Kemba's had games where hasn't scored the ball well. We haven't defended like we defended a season ago. There's a lot of stuff going on in Charlotte, North Carolina with our professional teams right now. I don't understand what's happening.
We're just happy to be 500. Does this change? Oh, do you think this changes at all?
No.
I don't really.
I think Atlanta wins that division.
I think they do too. I think the system fits better. I think the coach is better, and they do it better right now. Going to the West, the Northwest, Utah, Oklahoma City are tied. Portland 6.5 back. No sense to talk about Denver and Minnesota. Do we see it changing?
OKC probably wins that division.
Hey, what about Utah, like, man? 24-16.
They are the best.
The best young team in the league too.
I liked them last year. I was hoping that they could get in, but Kobe Bryant dropped 60 on them.
Yeah.
Well, something's clicked.
And that was
this
a
year.
Win in their end, right? Was that a win?
No, it was a win and a Houston loss.
Okay.
But
Kobe.
Well, you talking about when you took 50 shots to get 60?
It doesn't matter. You got the gumption to put up 50 shots in the NBA
game. If you shoot 50 shots, you should score 60
points. You
better
score 60.
Did he shoot 50 something?
It was like 40. It was up there.
It was 50?
It was up there. Yeah. It was up there. 50.
He jacked him up.
Kobe puts him up.
It don't matter who else is around.
Kobe puts him up.
This is my night.
So you got Thunder. You got the Thunder coming back or winning this division, or Utah win it?
Utah gets in the playoffs. Thunder still wins that division, though.
I'll go Utah. I mean, Hayward's been playing great. Going to the Pacific, Golden State's up by 7. Any change there?
Nope.
Yeah. It's like Cleveland. Move on. San Antonio is up by a half game over Houston. 7.5 over Memphis. Any change there? Does Houston catch San Antonio?
San Antonio wins that division by 2 games. That's how close it's going to be the rest of the year.
San Antonio, Memphis, like, San Antonio has to win that division, man.
All right.
I think so.
One thing I want to go into real fast, offseason, well, actually, MVP right now.
James Harden.
Harden or Westbrook?
Harden.
I mean, Westbrook's got 19 triple-doubles. Westbrook has 19. Harden has 11.
I got Harden, Westbrook, LeBron. That's my three.
I got Harden over Westbrook because they pretty much have the same numbers. But Harden's team's better. Harden shoots better from the field. Harden shoots better 3-pointers from the field. And Harden has won the head-to-head so far. He has all of that going for him.
I mean, the stats alone, we know what he's putting up.
Mm-hmm. And they both have the same amount of turnovers per game. So.
Just one's team is 30 and what?
31 and 10.
So there it is.
There it is, right there. There you go.
Winning subsides everything.
That's right. And so even their head-to-head matchups, Harden's up. So 2-1, I believe.
Right now, I have to agree with you, Harden. I mean, it's just the right now. But you remember he did this last year, too. He was really great the first half. And then Steph, had that second half run.
I think Harden can sustain it the whole season, especially with.
And I don't think Steph will win it or KD will win it, just because I think they'll take votes away from each other.
Yeah. And KD's in the conversation, though, too.
Man, ain't nobody voting for any Golden State player, man. When you're playing on a loaded team, you can't respect that.
Well, no, it takes away the vote, just like the Cowboys. I mean, it's taking away votes with Zach and Deep.
KD's numbers are pretty.
KD's playing well, but the Warriors still live and die by what Steph Curry does. He won player of the week last week because of what he was doing.
Yep.
Shaking and baking, 3-1, 31 a game.
I wanted to go real fast into off-season free agents or trades that haven't worked out for the NBA players right now. I've got a couple names. You've got more. Add them. Chandler Parsons.
That's
got
to
be
one.
Number
one. He's number one.
All right.
$90 million too, right? Wasn't
90?
I thought it was 100.
It was 94.
$94 million. 94.
Over 4 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big number. It's a huge number.
He's one.
He's
and he has a hell of an agent too, because this is like his second or third $90 million contract
in like 3 years.
Yeah,
Jeff Teague in Indiana. He's come on lately, but I mean, so far it's probably a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest, because Indiana was picked to be a top two team.
Yep, top three at least. Derrick Rose.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, huge. But he's scoring
okay.
17 though.
Yeah, he's around 17, 18 a game. He's all right.
I think just that. That incident the other day, Derek. Damn it, Derek. But it's been games where it's been fourth quarter, the game's been tight. He hasn't been on the floor.
Yeah, he's been, and that's what they're saying too. There's a beef with him and Hornacek too, because Hornacek's been benching him in fourth quarters.
Well, I think the bigger disappointment is Noah. Like, they paid Joe Kim Noah a ton of money.
I was getting ready to go to Noah's.
They got to get out of that. Somehow the Knicks got to get out of that damn contract.
That was horrible, yeah. That contract. We all knew it because he is not the same he was in Chicago. Mm-mm.
I heard a broadcaster down here last year. I don't hear this guy on the air anymore, but he was like, oh, we got to go get Joe Kim Noah. We need to pay him and put him. I was like, dude, are you serious? You must not watch basketball.
Exactly.
You gonna pay $100 million for a 12-10 guy? His best year was 12-10.
Let me say this: no. I would rather have Rory Hibbert at $5 million than Joe Kim Noah at
$18 million.
At anything? Me too. Actually, anything. I would take Hibbert over Noah right now.
Me too. Me too.
And that's sad.
That's crazy.
Do you guys have any other names you want to add right now?
Teague has been my biggest.
Jeff Teague.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, right now, Chandler Parsons, man. I was looking at the stats. I didn't realize he's only averaging 5.9 points a game.
And y'all know what? You know it's probably what it is with Chandler. He's dating a Kardashian. Hmm.
Who?
He's one of the Jenners. One of those Jenners.
Another one?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, he's just been injured, man. Harrison's Barnes.
She's been going back and forth between Parsons and Jordan Clarkson.
Harrison Barnes' contract was outrageous. Andrew Bogut got paid. He hasn't produced much. Both of the Lakers' offseason signings, Dang and Mozgov, they haven't been great either.
Has Mozgov been on the court?
Not really. Evan Turner and Portland.
What about Dellavedova?
Dellavedova, he's been playing. I mean, but that isn't a huge contract. Like, Evan Turner got paid well. He ain't done much. Allen Crabb got a fat deal. Portland ain't winning. Let me think. Who else? I mean, it was a lot of deals out there that just didn't make much sense. J.R. Smith is out for 12 weeks because he broke his damn thumb. I mean, that isn't his fault, but there you go.
Nene playing for Houston's been big, actually. Houston's been pretty big because he's played pretty good. Who's the best one right now?
Eric Gordon.
He's sixth man of the year to me right now.
He's playing really well.
Brandon Jennings has not worked out in New York.
No, I thought it would, too.
Yeah.
The Kevin Durant signing.
Joe Johnson
awesome.
Looks like it's doing pretty good in Utah.
What's his name for Golden State? He's executive of the year for that signing.
That was the robbery of the year.
Yeah,
Kevin
that's
Durant.
He's executive of the year hands down already.
Just like that was another one I meant to ask you, Courtney Lee in New York.
But you know what you get with Courtney Lee. He's not a consistent scorer. He does other things for.
And I think they signed him for too much money and too long, too many years.
I mean, you going to throw $50 million at me? Shoot, I'm going to sign.
Yeah, they signed up for too many years, too much money.
Don't give it to me. For the best, Zaza?
I mean, he's definitely got value. He's been starting every game.
And he's leading all-star forwards right now.
Well, he's been playing defense.
Mm-hmm. What they need.
Like, the smaller signings will look better. We always look at the numbers and we look at the stats and say, man, I can't believe they signed him, but –
Rondo in Chicago.
The Rondo signing
is probably
was pretty
worse.
Bad.
It was horrible.
Dwayne Wade.
No,
nah, it's been good.
That's D-Wade's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean, it's helped Jimmy Butler more than anything.
That's the most important thing. That's what I think the main reason they brought him in was to bring a guy that's been to the top of the mountain to help tutor him.
Then why is Jimmy Butler on the trading block?
He's not.
He's not.
That was
bogus offseason.
Because
talk.
You know what? I'm talking about like as of a couple weeks ago, they were talking about this.
I haven't heard anything.
No, I did hear that, but he ain't going nowhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, why is there even talk?
Yeah, there was talk last year. There are always rumors. He ain't going nowhere.
Yes, a couple weeks ago, they were talking about Jimmy. I'm like, what? Huh?
Nah, he ain't going nowhere.
Like, are y'all kidding me? You didn't see this kid playing ball right
now? Right after he dropped 50, he's on the trading block.
Well, like, that's, I mean.
The guy that's on the trading block for Chicago is Fred Hoiberg. I think they're going to move away from him.
They're not.
Are you kidding me? His offense ain't that exciting.
They're 19-20 right now. You got to give him another year. NBA coach, you need to give coaches. You need to give at least 3 years.
They gave Mike Brown a year and 5 games, and they got him out of
there. Mike Brown, we knew what we had. Mike Brown, you know
they
what
gave
you
Byron
got.
Shaw 40 games. They got him out of
no, there. No, but you need, but they. You need to give these coaches at least 3, especially Fred Hoiberg, who you paid all his money from Iowa State. Give him – believe in the process. Let him – look at Brad Stevens. He didn't win his first season. It took him a couple years before he started winning.
With Brad Stevens, situation where I always say, if you got a young coach with a young team, let him grow with that team.
Right, exactly. And that's what they need to do with Chicago. I mean, because they have a bunch of old pieces, you know, Gasol, Noah, Rose, you had to get rid of and bring in other guys, younger guys. You have to.
Just two seasons as though we thought Chicago could be in the finals with that team they had.
Yep.
How you fall off so fast?
When you get rid of Thibodeau, I mean, that was the perfect coach for that town and that situation. And
their
absolutely. They just, you know.
I just don't like them in Minnesota. I don't like them there.
No, right now it doesn't fit. I mean, it just.
I don't think their pieces that they got up there fit really well.
No. Right.
They need to get some shooting.
We're going from the NBA. Let's talk a little bit of college basketball real fast. Right now, number nine is Florida State. They'll leading the ACC right now. Florida
FSU, State, baby.
They are 4-0, 16-1 overall.
Football.
They're 16-1 overall. Dude, they're destroying it
that
right
bacon
now.
Bacon kid is
Bacon's
else.
Good. Mathis
he cooking
is good
that bacon.
Too. Yeah. I know two people on this show that really love it right now, so that's awesome. Notre Dame is second, 3-0 in the conference. They're 14-2 overall. Watch out, Notre Dame. They're number 20 right now. UNC is number 11. They're 15-3, 3-1 in the conference. I mean, that's the top three teams right now. Then you got Virginia Tech's 13-3. Duke, of course, your Dukies are 2-2 in the conference, 14-3 overall. Virginia's 19th. They're 2-2 in the conference, 12-3. Your Syracuse is 10-7, 2-2 in the conference. Boston College 9-8, 2-2. Louisville 2-2, 14-3. Then you got Miami, Clemson, Georgia Tech, State, Pittsburgh, and Wake bringing up the back. NC State now is 12-5. It's been tough lately. We lost to Boston College of all teams.
Don't sleep on conference play, man. No, never sleep on conference play.
But your Dukies, you know, you lost.
Tough game at Florida State. We act like we couldn't play any freaking defense.
And you lost Jefferson, right?
Yeah. Emile? He's got a foot injury.
So he's out for a little bit.
That means he'll be back again next year, folks, on a medical red shirt.
Plus, you got somebody that can't stop shoving people or tripping.
Stop.
No, I'm just kidding.
Leave my guy Grayson alone, man.
He did push the coach. Dude.
He was in the air. He was trying to brace himself. Stop. Stop with that. He trying to push
somebody. I get it. He did push him. I didn't say he tried to. It's a fact. He did push the guy.
Yeah, he kind of shoved him a little bit.
He shoved him.
I seen more egregious shoves. But because it shoved the security guard a lot harder last year.
No, I have. And, dude, what is going on with your Syracuse? 10-7?
Oh, man, I don't know, man.
I thought y'all were getting back to the top.
That 2-3 zone, they've been playing a weak zone all year. I mean, teams have just been pounding them.
They can get hot and make the Final Four again.
Is it time to change? Is it time for Boeheim to go?
What?
Yeah,
I'm being serious.
I've been saying that for about 5-6 years now.
Think about it.
Yeah.
How are you saying what? How are you saying
if Boeheim leaves, who is Syracuse going to get that's going to come up there and recruit and play?
Syracuse can be a national dominant powerhouse. It has been.
And now that we're in
Jimmy Boeheim.
And the ACC helps a lot too.
Right.
Now.
You can get a good coach to come there.
Mike Hopkins will probably succeed him, the assistant coach.
Go, who used you to can play pick for up DC, bring him back to Syracuse, let him coach. Derek Coleman.
Derek Coleman.
You don't let Derek Coleman coach a team?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Why not? He's a Syracuse alum.
Might as well get Carmelo.
Why not? Yo, grab Carmelo.
Sherman Douglas.
Let's go get Peter.
I was actually thinking Sherman.
Let's go get Hakeem Warwick. No, y'all need to go get Who's a little white point guard?
McNamara.
Yeah,
he's on the coaching staff right
now. That's the guy that if Jim Boeheim steps down, that would be my.
Jerry what do you mean what though? I mean, listen, Boeheim. It's been kind of rough. What 5 years?
It has been rough. The scandal came out that hurt the program. We all know the wins that were vacated, the scholarships that were taken. But it's still Jim Boeheim, man.
Okay,
he's got that pedigree.
Listen, I just never.
When you start to lose, and I know you're playing the ACC, so it's even tougher.
Yes, I mean, you're playing Roy Williams, Coach K, Rick Pitino. Come on, man. Those three right
Mike
now.
Mike Godfrey. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, come on, man. This is the ACC.
Do we see the ACC changing? Does Florida State run the table? Are they Miami this year?
No, they'll lose when they go to Carolina. There's no doubt about that. You can't go undefeated in the ACC conference.
Will they stay as number one team?
They got a great chance to. I think they will win it.
I think they are the Hurricanes of this season. Where no one really thought they would win it. I think Florida State could win the ACC this year.
They can win the regular season title. The ACC might have two number one overall seeds again, the winner of the ACC regular season and the winner of the ACC tournament.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. They could have at least two number one seeds. Now, the question is, do we get 10 teams in like there's been talked about?
It's going to be close, but it's – going to depend on if NC State can pick themselves up.
NC State's got to look better. Pittsburgh has got to look better also because they're 12-5. Those two teams have to step up.
And we need the Orange to go on the run because when teams are on the bubble, then they start looking at coaching pedigrees, what school they think can bring in more money.
Yep. Agreed. Mm. College football wrap up real fast. Review in the national title game. Clemson wins. 1 second left on the clock. Thoughts on the game?
What a great illegal pick from the wide receiver from Clemson to get Hunter Renfrow wide open.
It was an illegal pick.
Yeah, they didn't call it, so it wasn't illegal.
Exactly.
He did kind of dive in his
legs. Can we do that NFL?
They do it all the time. The Patriots do it all the time.
Dallas, start doing it this weekend. Listen, Cole Beasley. Come on, dude. Renfrow is basically you.
And if you got a problem with the rub route, blame Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. They did it for years, and everybody
take it back. I want to see Julio. I want to see Atlanta do that to Seattle.
Like Richard Sherman or
Cam Chancellor. That would be funny.
Wham!
That would be great.
Illegal pick.
All of a sudden, you see Sherman on the ground. What happened? I don't know.
But
he definitely owes him.
But what a great game. What an unbelievable game for Mike Williams. Yep. He struggled early, man, but second half he had two of the most unbelievable catches I've ever seen. The one where he hung in the air for like 2 seconds and went up two hands and snatched it, and then the one up the sideline with one hand. Other guy was pushing him in the stomach. Should have been pass interference, just brings it in. There was some unbelievable catches from the Clemson players. They were out to win it.
Need to start the game earlier.
The cardiac cats, baby.
I was struggling the next day because, you know, you got to get up and go to Wyatt 7, 6 o'clock in the morning. I need some sleep. I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to get my workout. And, you know, 12:30, they didn't get over with. I'm like, come on, man.
I meant to tell you, just take a nap from 8 to 12, set your alarm for 12, and just wake up at 12 o'clock because that's when the game just picked up right
but
now.
But the game was – it was an incredible game. It will. I hate that Bo Scarborough went out.
Yeah, he was
because I think that was a huge difference. I mean, he had almost 80 yards in the first half, but he broke his bone in his lower leg.
When I saw it, I knew he had broke his leg. The way he got it landed on, it was ugly.
But the game was outstanding. I mean, Clemson score, Bama score. Clemson score, Bama score. And I knew when Jalen Hurts scored that last touchdown, I was like, all right, Clemson's winning.
Too much time on the go.
And that's one thing about Jalen Hurts. He wasn't taking his time to call the plays. I mean, he was hiking the ball with 20 seconds left. I'm like, dude, you need to slow it down. Let the time run off.
He played in a rush.
Because if you score a touchdown, they get the ball right back. That's where he's got to learn – next season in that situation, let me slow it down a little bit. Let me take my time.
18-and-a-half-year-old true freshman.
Yeah.
His first national championship game. Team gave up the lead, came down. I mean, that 3rd-and-16 play where he had to roll out to his right, threw it back across his body to the middle of the field, and Stewart made a hell of a catch. Nobody makes that play.
No, man. It was a great play.
It takes a special athlete to make that play.
But that's the little things he'll have to learn next season is like, hey, in that situation, I've got Deshaun Watson or somebody on the sideline that can lead the team right back.
But, I mean, who expected him to score from 35 yards out on like a busted pass rush and he just ran right up the middle? You did.
I did. I was like, wait a minute, it's getting ready to come.
About to
Something's
score.
Getting ready to happen. Because I was like, this is one of them games where it was going to happen. You've seen it happen. Vince Young, you know, in Texas against USC. Yeah. It happens. Was it?
Since you bring that up, I posed a question to a couple friends of mine. Better performance, Deshaun Watson or Vince Young?
Vince Young.
Okay.
Vince was definitely a heavy underdog, but let's give it up for Deshaun, man. I mean, he played a defense that has 11 potential first-round defensive players.
2 years in a row. Well, 2 years in a row.
The reason I say Vince is because Clemson, Mike Williams, Winfrow, Gallman,
Tavarius Scott.
Scott. I mean, can you tell Leggett. Me? Can you tell me?
Too legit. Your cousin right. showed up, man. Yeah.
Somebody other than Vince Young, who was on Texas. Anybody remember?
It was Vince Young.
It was Vince versus USC, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, except Texas defense was pretty good.
Yeah.
But Vince, I mean, he threw every touchdown. He ran every touchdown. I mean, he was it. I mean, now, Deshaun Watson, I ain't taking anything away from you. You played great. I mean, to do what you did 2 years in a row against Alabama in the national title game is huge.
And took an early illegal headshot. I mean, dude came in with his forearm trying to knock him out the game.
That was another question. Where does the game rank in history? Is it the best game ever? And especially, say, championship game. Is it the best? I still think USC.
I got USC over Texas. Texas is still a better college football game. But this is right up there, man. Last year's national championship game is up there. The Auburn-FSU game from a couple years ago was really good. That's up there. And there's been a few good, really good national championship games, man. I still like Texas and USC, though.
Here's why I don't do this year and last year's Clemson-Alabama game. Offense. I'm not crazy about this 45-40, 35-31.
I love it, man.
I like it, but it's. I want to see a little bit more defense stop. I want to see some defensive stops. When they go back and forth, like, it's a little bit.
It could have been 75-72, man. That would have been awesome.
It made me feel, you know when I like it? When I'm playing NCAA. When I'm playing NCAA, that's when I like it.
Breaking all the records of all time. 1,000 yards passing, 7-8 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah. Those are fun. But when you, anyway, who are your top three teams for next season right now?
I put the Vegas odds out there earlier, but of course Alabama, they returned Jalen Hurts. Like, you saw what you lost. Y'all going to be back in this game next year. No question, as long as that guy's healthy. You got to love Florida State. Francois coming back. I know you're losing Cookie Monster, but most of their offense is coming back. Yeah. Florida State will be just fine.
I'm going to say, who you got?
Alabama, FSU.
Number three team is Baker Mayfield coming back too?
Is it?
It's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's
I thought this was. Oh, I thought this was it for him.
And I think D.D. Westbrook is coming back too. So,
yeah. But the only thing they're losing is Joe, the running back.
It does not matter. You got Baker Mayfield and D.D. Westbrook. That dynamic combination, you are just fine. Yeah. In the Big 12? Woo! Watch out for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Those are my three.
Yeah, mine too.
All right. I would say that too. I'm going to go a little bit different. I'll say Bama, Florida State, and Michigan.
I was going to say Michigan.
Because they returned the quarterbacks coming back, and their recruiting class is going to be outstanding. It's insane. They're losing Peppers, but they'll be fine.
And let's not forget Ohio State will be right in the mix. Clemson is reloading. I thought
about Ohio State, but I think next year's the year of Michigan.
And Louisville returns the Heisman Trophy winner. So.
Yeah, Louisville could be there too. That was the next question. Who's your Heisman favorite right now next year?
It's going to be so hard for Lamar Jackson.
It's got to be Hurts or Jackson.
Baker Mayfield.
Here's why
I think
it won't
so
be
too.
Here's why it won't be Hurts, I think, is because it's Alabama.
It's Alabama, exactly. Running. And they're going to run the ball, man.
Yeah. Mayfield?
Mayfield.
Y'all both got Mayfield?
Yeah. Especially if D.D. Westbrook's coming back.
Yeah. Like, Westbrook is probably going to be a finalist, but he's going to help inflate Mayfield's numbers so much.
I can see Mayfield, but watch the kid at UCLA, Rosen. I watch him next year if he's healthy the whole year.
Don't forget about that young running back down in LSU.
No. Geist. I'm putting everything else on the line. There's not a better quarterback in college football next year than the guy at USC. Arnold.
Oh.
There is nobody better than that guy next year. I can tell you that. Because watching him against Penn State, watching the throws, I know who I want as the backup in Dallas now. I'm just saying, if we ever need one.
And I know who I want the starter in Chicago.
Is Arnold.
I just don't like USC quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't either.
But the guy, I mean, from what he looks like right now, looks like a pro, not like Liner.
He looks like the real deal.
He looks like a real, and he's only a freshman.
Yeah.
So
they said the kid got a cannon.
Yeah, he's got an arm.
Like, that's why they love Mitch Trubisky. Not so sold.
Speaking of which, came out, and he'll probably be number one.
He should. His draft stock will never be higher.
Yeah. These
don't be Matt Barkley. Young quarterbacks, if you're out there, if your draft stock is high, go. Don't stay. Don't mess around. I'm going to come out next year. Don't be Matt Barkley.
All right. Y'all got anything else for college football?
No, that's it for me.
All right. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I do have one more question with college football. Sure. Do you think the ratings will be as high next year as they were for this season? Like, college football ratings were way above NFL ratings this year.
I think so if they market it right. I mean, you need to – these – USC's starting to come up. Mm-hmm. Penn State's back up. You know, these are traditional teams. Now if you could get Miami to get where they need to be, they lost Brian Kaya, so who knows – I mean, they should be okay, but if Miami and Florida State is great, then they'll be fine.
Okay.
What about you?
I think college football is – I think their ratings are here to stay, man. More and more kids are graduating. More people are infatuated with their schools winning.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee return was great, like Tennessee coming back.
Yeah.
Now –
that's always, though. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Tennessee every year in football. They'll be back. This is the year. All I know is too legit before he was like, they're going to make a run.
He sure picked them to win SEC East. On. We both looked at him and said, it's going to be Florida, man.
Yeah, and he's like, no, Tennessee will make it. I was like, no, all they right. won't. All right. Tennessee's Tennessee.
He was on a high once Tennessee beat Florida, but then after that, the wheels came falling off that bus quickly.
Boy, that was fast. But I don't see Tennessee. Tennessee's like you said, they're winning. It's good for college football. But Miami and Florida State, hands down, if them two teams are playing in top 10, there's nothing else like
it. Like if the ACC and the SEC have a lot of really good teams in the Big Ten, always put in their big two and include Penn State now, their big three. College football be fine, man.
I mean, now, if I think for the Big Ten to go past this year, they've had the best season, except you don't count the postseason.
That's what I'm going to say. Their bowl performance, my God.
If you look at the Big Ten, they really need Nebraska to step up because that's one of the college football powerhouses. Mm-hmm. If they step up, then the Big Ten, watch out for the Big Ten ACC and, you know, SEC to roll everybody else. Going to two words. I met one more cash money players of the week, Steve Spurrier and the rest of the College Football Hall of Fame. I forgot about mentioning them. Peyton Manning.
Adrian Peterson from Georgia Southern.
Notre Dame linebacker Bob Cradle. Yeah. Michigan State wide receiver Kirk Gibson.
That's the one that played for the Bears, actually.
Yeah.
That's the Adrian Peterson that played for the Bears.
Yeah. Kirk Gibson, wide receiver. I didn't know he played wide receiver at Michigan State.
Did he?
I didn't know. I can't believe what I just saw, Kirk Gibson.
I think so. Dak Gwynn.
Dat Wynn.
From Texas A&M.
He was a Cowboy. Dat Wynn,
He was a Cowboy. Yeah, he was a Cowboy. I remember.
Is that win?
That going.
There he goes.
Urlacher.
Urlacher, baby.
Urlacher and Matt Leinart. All in the college.
Now, I will say Matt Leinart had a hell of a college career, man. Yeah, absolutely. One of the best of all time.
Absolutely. College. But anyway, I wanted to add that because I forgot to mention them. Eli says OBJ put extra pressure on himself, saying you do things, you got to back it up.
And he knows it. And OBJ will grow and learn from this. We got to remember this kid is 23, 24. He's out here just trying to have fun. He isn't used to the celebrity, man. And he has to realize that everything you do outside of the NFL shield is going to be magnified, scrutinized, and broken down, especially if you play like you played on Sunday.
That's a lot of two words.
Oh, the two words. I'm sorry. I just had to preach at OBJ. Two words for Eli calling out OBJ. Stop it. Everybody's calling him out. I think somebody just needs to give him a hug. Put their arms around him. Embrace him. Dude, we got your back. We don't need these outbursts from you, man. Show love. Oh, there it is. God. Show love.
That's my oh my God to you, please.
Actually, to piggyback off that, my two words is moral support for him.
Thank
because,
you.
Because even during this, even with the whole when he hit his head on the thing on the side.
When like, the kicking net attacked kicking him. Net,
yeah. All you saw was everybody from the GM to the coach to Eli, everybody throwing him under the bus.
Laughing, pointing, like, covering their mouths. Come on, man.
Just, I mean, and like I said, most of that stuff he does is self-inflicted. But, man, you gotta kind of massage that ego, that diva wide receiver's ego and help him out instead of throwing him under the bus like they did.
Like, that's what T.O. needed. He needed more hugs.
Listen,
OBJ needs more hugs.
Stop it. Stop it. We don't need more love for this guy. That is the problem with him. His ego is so overinflated because now everything a catch is a Beckham. I see every NFL player making a catch. I see the refs making the catch during the sideline game.
Yeah, now.
That's so the, that's that. His. That is him, though. Taking. Let me tell you. Hold on a second. Taking your shirt off the wide receivers before the Green Bay game, that is an immature, dumb move. Why are you doing things like that? Taking the picture in Miami and posting it the week before the game, that is self-inflicted. Why are you posting that? I was listening to somebody speak about it the other day. When you're an NFL player, stay in rhythm during the week. Do what you do in rhythm, you know, because that way it will help you. When you get posted, and when you start changing up, that's when you have problems.
Like, the Miami trip would have been cool
after you
won the freaking Super Bowl.
I don't have a problem he goes to Miami. That ain't my point. I'm talking about posting a picture on Instagram or somewhere. You didn't have to post, and it was on his account. It wasn't somebody else that did it. He did that on purpose.
Like, can you take a picture for me, guy?
Right. And so if you're getting ready to do that, get ready for the backlash. Because I'm going to tell you what, 4 years ago, Tony Romo, boy, there was nothing but heat coming at Tony.
I can't believe he went to Cabo.
I can't believe he went to Cabo with Jessica Simpson. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And then we lose. But you know what? I heard that crap 4 or 5 years ago from everybody. So, OBJ, you deserve all the heat you're getting, every cent of it. Hopefully you grew up this summer and you come back next season and you don't do some of this baloney stuff.
So what's your two words?
Like hitting the wall. Like hitting the wall when he's mad at a press conference. Really? Come on, man. You, Cam Newton, y'all grow up.
So those are your two words. OBJ.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Here's why I hate. I hate seeing young guys like this blow their chances at stuff when they do stupid stuff.
Tell them how you really feel.
WrestleMania 34 will be in New Orleans next year.
Big Easy. Cajun Creole. I love it, man.
Hot spot. All-Star Weekend for the second time in, 3 years? WrestleMania. Oh, man.
Right.
New Orleans.
Not again.
The Super Bowl recently?
Yeah.
I mean, it's where the worst WrestleMania of all time was held. WrestleMania 30. I mean, you know, Undertaker lost. Daniel Bryan won the championship in a baloney match in probably the worst main event wrestling match of all time at WrestleMania.
It was Daniel Bryan and
Randy Orton and Batista.
And Batista,
but you remember,
right.
Bryan had to beat Triple H
that's
to get to
right.
it. But you had that match was horrible. Go back and watch the match. It was horrible. But not again. I just – spread the love. Where's Charlotte? Go back to Atlanta. Go somewhere closer I can go to.
You know they do WrestleMania
in DC.
Football stadiums. They're not going to do a stadium that's open in March.
Go to D.C. Go somewhere. I know. You went to New York in December?
That's New York.
Or March,
that's, I mean, that's New York.
Yeah, I know. UNC quarterback Mitch Trubisky declares for NFL draft he is rated as number one.
Future Bear.
You want to go to Chicago?
I like, get money.
I like him.
You like him?
Because he's right. about to get money. Lots of it.
Hope Browns don't pick. I know it's four, but hope Browns don't pick you. Because if he goes there, he's a failure. Deshaun Watson, I think, will work out better because he's more – he might be a better fit. Manny Ramirez, 44, at age 44, signs contract with Japan's Kochi Fighting Dogs.
Manny Ramirez, Mr. Estrogen. That's what we'll call – those are my two words, Mr. Estrogen.
I'm going to go with the old saying with him. It's going to be three words. Sorry. Manny being Manny.
Who's the Indian and Brave that still – oh, I'll say it. Julio Franco. Mm-hmm. He is still playing. He's 55, 56. So I can see him going to the age. Le'Veon Bell says he's changing the game, that his versatility is impacting the NFL like Steph Curry influenced the NBA.
Big talk. Better back it up.
I like him, but stop it for right now. My two words, stop it. And I like him a lot.
I do too. I'm going to say there was it's a lot different. And I'll say two words, Barry Sanders, man. I mean, I'm sorry. You won't see somebody that was patient. Barry was patient.
He is.
So you didn't change it like Barry.
And Barry didn't play with the quarterback or the wide receiving crew. That Le'Veon Bell
and the wide receiver you're going to be getting back.
You can't blame him for that. Derrick Rose's future to Knicks is uncertain after a missing game.
Oh, he's trade bait.
Call out. No show, no call. Just call out. Pick up the phone. Send a text. Tweet it. Instagram. There's any way you could have put it on your Twitter account. Derrick Rose ain't coming to work tonight.
#Hashtag.
See ya.
You want a saving? You want somebody to save? Cleveland Cav. There you go. Cleveland.
Cleveland got no money go ahead to pay him.
He don't need a lot. He's getting paid anyway. I mean, if he was traded, if New York would pay the salary and trade him.
And trade him and just get him out of there?
Yeah, I mean, you could get him for the veteran minimum and have him play for you. There you go. What do you think? Him in Cleveland?
Nah,
I don't like that.
He can't shoot the ball well enough for
him
LeBron's
and LeBron
taste.
Together. Man, that would be awful. Being back up to Kyrie, no, that wouldn't work. Dabo says it was our night. It was our time. Says game was one of the greatest of all time.
He has every right.
Quite possibly.
Next Alabama coach.
We talked about it.
Where's Saban going?
When he retires,
Dabo
will be the top choice.
But like everybody talks about, you know, Alabama wasn't doing anything before Nick Saban showed up.
Sure.
It's the great high profile job now, but who's to say it's going to stay like that when Nick Saban leaves?
I was listening to somebody the other day talk about on sports radio. You know, that is how coaching goes or programs go in college football. I mean, when we was growing up in the '80s, 315, it was Nebraska. And Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma's still doing good, but not like they were in the 80s.
And then we had
Miami and Florida State.
Exactly.
Notre Dame got up into it. And then they backed off and now back again. And
Michigan was there for a while. Then they fell off. And Ohio State was there. And then they fell off. And the Florida Gators were there. And they fell off. So it comes and goes. It definitely does.
Pacific Pro Football League aims to debut in 2018 for non-NFL eligible players. I don't know what the non-NFL.
They mean 18 to 21 year olds that maybe don't have the grades or the desire to go to college for 3 years, but want to.
They want to play there for a couple years.
So it's like a stepping stone.
I don't think that's good. Not good.
Good luck. We've seen other
Brandon Jennings.
Here's what scares me about this. Basketball is a lot different than football.
Yeah.
All right? Your body needs to grow, unless you're Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, in high school.
Or anybody on Alabama.
Right. Well, yeah, but you need to let your body grow. I mean, and these guys, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, hope and pray. Insurance.
I hope it's good, man.
I hope it's good. No, I hope it's good.
They got the right backers, put the right insurance, and make sure that these kids that you were signing, because they will be kids, most of them, y'all are taking care of them if anything happens to them.
Yep. DeMarcus, we already talked about that. Rick Pitino says ACC could get 10 teams into the tournament this year.
He's right. And Syracuse would be one of them.
Great chance. I think a minimum of 8 teams from the ACC will get in. At least 8.
Dead on. I think he's dead on. Ice Cube 3-on-3 tournament featuring Iverson.
Yay, yay!
Can't wait.
That was my words, too. That was my.
I cannot wait to see this because I know I saw Kenyon Martin. I don't care about Kenyon, but Rashad Lewis is playing.
I
want
to see AI on the court again. AI. I want to see if he still got that crossover.
That's the one I want to see, AI. And, you know, some of these guys that's not just came out of the league. Damian Wilkins, if you don't play in D League no more. No, I'm just kidding.
And, I mean, I seen AI a few months ago at where I work at. He still looks like he's in great shape. He still looks like he can get up and down the
floor. Where was this at?
It was at the mall, South Park Mall.
Oh, you were at South Park?
Mm-hmm. And then we had Ryback calls out John Cena for being poison to wrestling, a piece of crap. Blames him for burying Alex Riley.
Who was Alex Riley?
Uh-huh.
He was Mrs. Yeah.
Well, sorry, Ryback. He buried you, too. They tried to get you up, but you couldn't feed right. You couldn't eat right. Why are you worrying about what another man is doing? Like. None your business.
I have a little breaking news.
All right.
Sean McVay named Rams new head coach.
Wow. First, he's the youngest NFL coach ever, age 30. Wow.
He's 30?
He's 30. Have you seen a picture of the guy?
I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, look at him. He looks like he just got out of high school.
Yeah. I'm looking at him right now.
Do you got two words for Ryback calling out John Cena?
Yeah, I got two words for him. Suck it.
Listen, shut up, man. I'm a sore loser.
Exactly.
You couldn't make it, so now you call out John Cena for being a poison. You can say what you want about wrestling, but if it wasn't for John Cena the last 15 years, there would probably be no WWE right now.
Or James Ellsworth.
Don't even go there.
Come on. I mean, he was trying to help your sorry career. Why do you got to throw that
squeak in there?
I'm sorry.
Texas forward Tevin Max suspended indefinitely.
Mm.
That could be one game.
All right, we're going to bomb. I would say. Why did he trip somebody?
Probably.
You know what indefinitely means now.
It means you just suspend until we feel like letting you come
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Violation of team basketball rules.
All right, that is crazy. He's 30 years old. Y'all got anybody to say goodbye to?
To this episode of BSS Carolinas, as always, thank you for tuning in every week. You can catch us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeart, Radio, iTunes. You can catch us on the Breakdown Sports Show website, our Facebook page, our Twitter account, BSS Carolinas. And if you want us to add you on Snap, send us a request and we'll add you up, man.
Absolutely.
Just glad to be back after this 2-week break. Great show today. And that's it, man. Periscope. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Yeah, make sure you check us out on all those places we were talking about. Follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. Steelers place coach Joy Porter on leave for the aggravated assault. Eagles fire wide receiver coach Greg Lewis. How you gonna fire the guy? He ain't got no receiver as a coach. Players that declare for the draft this week, including Jabril Peppers, Mike Williams, and Deshaun Watson. Dude, Jerry Jones, move up and get Peppers. I'm telling you. I need him at safety.
Think somebody's going to have a very good safety.
I would love to trade him.
Future Bear, also.
You can't take everybody.
The Bears
man.
Just going to grab everybody
else. That's what I'm trying to say. Paige's not expected back for WrestleMania. She's her neck surgery. Carl Edwards, 37, retiring from NASCAR.
Man. Already. Joe Gibbs Racing lost a very good driver.
But congratulations to the guy that's taking over, the first Mexican-born race car driver.
They were going to bring him up anyway, and I think that has something to do with him retiring, even though we know they won't ever say that. Yeah.
But, you know, Carl Edwards, thank you, man. He was a really good driver.
And don't be surprised if Carl Edwards ends up back up on the Monster Energy Circuit somewhere in the near future.
Because of his schedule and stuff, right?
I can see another owner, hey, Carl, man, I need a driver. team Stuart Haas could use a very good driver right now, no doubt.
And last but not least, Mr. Retirement to Red Mamba, Matt Bonner, retiring from the NBA.
Oh. And retired in front of no press.
All the Mambas are done. From what?
In front of no press. Nobody came out
and
for his retirement.
And he's probably the best Mamba.
Really?
No.
What about the Green Mamba? I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Green Mamba's still going. Keep going, Green Mamba.
All right. Y'all got anything else?
As always, sports is life. Side piece.
All right, like I said, it's Periscopians. We'll see you guys next week.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere. See you later. They got me, learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night.